Mountain bikes are improving incrementally year on year.
The brands, the designers, they're all looking for new ingredients for their new secret sauce.
Yes, but does that spicy geo sauce really make any difference?
We're going to look at the ingredients to, well, what that new spice is going to be.
It's all coming up on the Dirt Shed Show. Welcome to the Dirt Shed Show with Owen.
And Martin.
Yes. Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. Yeah. I've got a slightly poor...
Oh, dear. Injury.
Sore poor, yeah.
Riding injury?
Yep.
That's the way to get them.
Exactly.
Yeah, this week on the Dirt Shed Show, we're going to be talking about geometry, kinematics, step changes in the development of mountain bikes. But let's talk about that step change to set the scene. So over the last decade, we've gone through something of a step change in mountain biking geometry. The longer, lower, slacker kind of new shaping of bikes. So, Owen, take us through what that actually was and means to us now.
Right, really brief history, because yeah. I can, it's like an exponential growth that could happen. Right, Fisher, Gary, great guy, developed Genesis geometry. They did 2.0. He made top tubes longer. He made stems shorter. Then people like Chris Porter. Yeah. Pole, those Finnish bikes. But you can put Mondraker in as well. They all went, well, what happens if we make everything even more longer and the stems even shorter? And we had this, I think we can call it like a porterization. Because Porter did like push the boundaries of like, why do we need steep steering angles, and we don't. So he really pushed stuff through of longer, lower, slacker.
Right, so that changed pretty much the shape of mountain bikes.
Yeah.
But am I right in thinking the extremes of that are kind of coming to an end? We've pushed it all as far as it can go or getting close?
I would say, yeah, we have. Mm. We've had these huge, like huge leaps. We talk about kind of incremental changes and some brands, well, if you didn't buy a bike from a brand for maybe, let's say, 3 or 4 years, well, the next bike you got could have been 3 degrees slacker or 5 degrees slacker. We went from a cross-country bike from having a roughly, let's say, being nice, 70-degree head angle to now about 66 or even slacker. We've got enduro and super enduro bikes, which, you know, we cut out the kind of weird random categorisation, but we've got bikes that you need to pedal up to bomb down and they're slacker than DH bikes.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We're getting to the extremes and the outer limits.
Yeah, so that makes me think, with that sort of a gem of a change in geometry for brands, where they could really market their bikes off that, what are brands going to do in terms of geometry to make themselves stand out? And how much does that really make a difference? For instance, what is your favourite geometry? I mean, to help you out, like what I would say is that I look at a bike and the first thing I look at is the head angle. Because I'll start shaping the bike in my head from the head angle backwards.
Yep, okay.
So I'll instantly kind of know, oh, that's steep or that's slack. And then I'll start going backwards with all the triangles from that point.
Yep.
What geo is most important to you?
So I went through a little phase of getting also excited about the kind of the slackness of a head angle. But then I started to realise, well, if that's slacker, it then makes the top tube a bit shorter. And then you have this epiphany where, well, people start to think about just one thing,
yes,
which is really funny. It's really easy to get stuck into that. But because, as you mentioned, it's all connected, mostly with triangles, we can't look at one thing without all the impacts of the rest of it. So it is like this, it's holistic.
Ooh.
Holistic bike fit.
So you've got kind of a global view of it.
I have, yeah. That's a much better term.
And you're looking at the geo of the bike, but also, I guess I don't want to bring the word into kinematics.
Ooh, good word.
Before we go any further on kinematics, right, can I just sort of... that word annoys me, right, because it instantly makes me bounce away from the marketing because it sounds like... oh, technical and a bit boring. So just think about kinematics. Like, it's all that kinematics is the geometry of the movement. So the objects in a system and how they move, but nothing to do with the force that is moving them.
Yes.
Like, it's where a football went, not how hard it was kicked.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's just about the movement of the objects. And in a mountain bike, you know, where the axle is moving compared to the bottom bracket and the pieces of the puzzle that is in between.
Yeah, I think you've nailed it. It's connecting those dots of what's happening at the rear wheel. Mm-hmm. I'm pointing here, it's because it's my side. I guess for the viewers, it should be that side. You've got your bottom bracket here. And what that rear wheel travel and that axle path, because that's what we talk about mm-hmm. when we talk about travel, is doing to the shock, and how is it doing things in terms of how is it squishing the shock and what angle is it squishing it at? It sounds really complicated, and you can get into mind-boggling depths about it.
Mad.
But yeah. it's not actually that.
So
mad.
where does that take you with geometry, kinematics, the global view of the bike, and how brands are going to really stand out going forward in mountain biking? Where's the improvements going to come?
Right. So we've had this like lower, slacker, longer, faster. Well,
yes,
because we're riding faster. We've all got these bikes that are much slacker, they're a bit lower, they're much longer. You know, huge chunks of geometry change. And now lots of brands are sort of, well, we're hitting the limits. We can't necessarily ride a bike that's got a really slack head angle and a really steep seat angle for cross country because, well, it's going to load the cyclist the wrong way. And likewise for enduro. So we're kind of reaching a good point mm-hmm. of geometry, I think, where we're going to have a bit more stability. But where we can have more changes is in this wonderful space of how the bike fits you and how the suspension works for you. So I think what's happened is that we've, not all, but lots of brands have gone, right, we need to make our bikes much longer. What can we do? Right, we'll make the front loads longer and that works for everybody because it kind of does. The wheelbase grows, you can slacken it out, it's great. But effectively the back end of the bike, if it's a small and if it's, in some cases, if it's an XL, the back end of the bike is the same. But the person on it is a different height, they're a different weight. And that doesn't really work. So I've seen a few brands starting to do it, and that's changing all of the geometry to better fit you. If you went sort of back in a time machine and went back to, let's say, Fat Chances in the early 90s, which were really cool, one of the cool things about them is Chris Chance was a really good frame builder. And like, you know, the Richard Sacks on the road and the Pegarettis in the road world as well, when they make a custom bike, it's designed exactly for the person who's riding it. So the seat stay, the bottom bracket height, all of those things are going to change, as well as this front centre measurement. So I think we're going to see more of those changes with bikes. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get more custom geometry or size-specific.
Size-specific.
I know. But if you start playing around with that, you're going to get size-specific kinematics too, which is good.
True sizing, I think you called it earlier on.
Oh, I like that.
True sizing. Yeah. Or what was the other one? Holistic
bike fit?
Holistic bike fit.
I think that's
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's all fine, right? And yeah. I guess we're talking about at some point you could be ordering a short tall.
Or a long short.
Or something like that.
But wow.
Here's my problem with all of it, Owen, right? Hear me out.
Okay.
I don't think geometry matters at all.
Wow.
It does, obviously, right?
Wow.
Obviously, one geo is different to another. But at the end of the day, when you're on a bike, your bike at home, right, saying I wish I had a different geometry is a little bit like saying I'd like a slacker hill. You're on what you're on, okay? And you can't really compare. Try riding two bikes at once.
To be fair, I've done that.
You're not going to do it.
No, I crashed.
You're not going to do it. It's... At the end of the day, the geometry is what you're riding. And you can just get over it. Just go, actually, I don't need to think about this too much. Because generally, if you know, it's probably good enough for you.
I mean, so yes, you're 100% correct, but you're also 100% wrong. I don't like to say you're wrong, but you are wrong, because geometry does matter. Okay, maybe not on the bike you've got at the moment, but there's still stuff that you could play around with to make it work for you better. Mm-hmm. I've done a video on changing stem length and how that changes your centre of gravity within the bike. But so there's stuff that you can do. But also, I think it's really important to go, okay, if I'm going to get a new bike in the future, these are the sort of things that I need to look at. And geometry changes...
That's a fair point.
Are really good, because I remember riding like trail centres back in the day when I had a 50mm suspension fork, and they weren't that fun. They were on the very outer limits of my control. And now you go to a kind of, well, trail centres have evolved hugely. We've got places like Bike Park Wales where it's like a World Cup downhill track. And yeah, you can have a really great time in a much longer travel bike. And that's because we've had these wonderful geo changes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It is important, promise. But maybe you need to tell us, is it important or am I talking codswallop? Is Martin right? Let us know.
Yeah, well, the comments is where you can get involved. I love hearing what you've got to say about what we've been saying. So does geo mean anything to you? Here's a question. Do you know the kinematics of your bike? I mean, let us know in the comments down below and let us know what you think about what we're saying. What will be the next step change in mountain biking? Get involved in the comments down below. Right, I'm going to go and make a cup of tea and it's time for Tom with the news.
What's up, everyone? Kicking off the news this week, of course, with the new propane Spindrift. Alloy and carbon models available, going in slightly different directions. The carbon is refined with some geometry updates and a flip chip system for super enduro style courses with massive hits, whereas the alloy model is available in a 1x12 with a singles crown fork or a bike park shuttling version with a proper core bike park build, 7-speed drivetrain and 200mm dual crown fork. Multiple cable routing options are available. There's internal frame storage on the carbon model, space for a bottle and tool, fresh new colours too. Blake and Neil have been riding it. We'll link to that video in the description and at the end so you can head over and watch. Another bike launch from late last week. The Sands Cruise have released the new Bronson. The 150mm bike is dedicated mixed wheels, VPP suspension, optimized anti-squat characteristics, threaded BB, two colors, five builds ranging from £4,899 to £8,799. Frames are available in the higher end CC carbon blend only for £3,599. The CC carbon models do not include any cable ports for traditional cable driven drivetrains. Crank Brothers' popular Candy Lace shoe gets a fresh colour. The Gravel XC and long distance shoe that pairs perfectly with their candy pedals is now available in a nice dark green colour. Da Vinci Bikes have unfortunately had to issue a safety recall on Chainsaw and Chainsaw DH models. They have some rare cases of cracks around the head tube forming and causing separation at the top tube. If you think your Chainsaw may be affected, the advice is to stop riding it immediately and check the website to see if your bike is from the affected batch. French National DH Champs took place in Valberg. A couple of big names not on that start list, playing cards close to the chest ahead of Worlds this weekend. Thibaut Dupreuil, Lisa Bouledoux will be in those coveted French sleeves. Men's Rampage invites are out now too. Seminuk's back. Wild that a couple of hitters are stuck on the alternates list. Brendog heading back out to the desert too with build crew Deeks and Ollie after he implied that he was done with it after last year's controversial result. For the full list of invited free riders, check out the Rampage page on the Red Bull site. Last but not least, Komoot have teamed up with Stone King Rally to release the Stone King Route, a 6-day mountain bike enduro adventure ride from deep in the French Alps to the Italian Mediterranean, 275k long with over 21,000 meters of descending. The route aims to provide MTB positive tourism to the area, and to be honest, seeing it on a map, it looks insane. Meticulous planning has gone into the route and it aims to promote the message of leaving trails and places better than how you found them, which is definitely a mantra I can get on board with. Also really funny to see the words adventure enduro written down, as I've been joking with the riding mates for years that adventuro bikes are the one thing that the industry has yet to properly latch onto as a phrase. Right, that's all from me this week. He's fresh back from the Malvern Classic. Let's catch up with Toff.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be his new video part from Christian Regal and Ollie Henley called Carpal Tunnel. I think it's just so sick because this build genuinely takes center stage over the riding and the cinematography. Like, obviously it's all good. The cinematography is really good. It's well produced. The riding's amazing. But the build genuinely is the hero in this. Like, look at it. It's just like sculpture. In fact, isn't that the thing that's actually cool about this? How, like, video parts, they're like the stamp in history for progression and culture. Normally about the riding and sometimes the filmmaking and sometimes, yeah, a bit about the trails. But this is fully about the trails. And they look so sick, so it's going to get like a whole... It helps get the younger generation, like, stoked on building stuff, which is so rad, isn't it? This is on Christian's property, so it's legal sculpture. And maybe I'm going to get cancelled by Big Mountain Bike for saying this because maybe it's not legal. But, like, isn't trail building sick because it's, like... graffiti with functional purpose in the woods. How is that not cool? Anyway, my favorite clip had to be that table to manual at the shark fin. Just looks so good. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Okay, while Martin is away, I'm gonna sneak in a quick caption competition. So last week's image was, well, quite entertaining. And we got some great answers. Lots of them, I'll say, we probably can't read because, well, we're PG and we're good. Okay, first one is a critical part of any mountain biker's kit, the banana is for scale. That's very good. That's from D. Weish. James Mann has got a good one. Have you tried Cushcore's new edible tyre insert? No flats and no cramps. I think that's great, to be fair. I feel like PT might not approve of this one, but this is Crazy MTB, and he says, try this on your squeaky chain. I'll say don't. But yeah, winner is James Mann. And here's a stunt mug for you. Ooh, not as good as mine. Ooh, here he comes.
Thank you, Tom and Owen.
You're welcome.
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, good caption.
The kettle was broken.
I couldn't even make a cup of tea. No tea.
There you go. Got out of doing caption contest.
Fair enough.
Light worker me. Right, you know earlier on we were talking about geometry.
Yeah.
It was quite funny, actually, recently. We put it out to you guys on a poll. Ooh. About if you were in between sizes on a bike,
yeah,
would you size up or would you size down? We all thought size up. Yeah, but just shows what we know about geometry. You guys said you predominantly would say size down.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's more comments again in itself. Like,
Or am I right? Geometry doesn't matter because none of us know what to do. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. Right, it's time to do a little bit of self-promotion. We're heading over to the shop, but I've got quite excited about our riding kit, XC specific, recently, because I've been following Rich and Blake on their Swiss epic.
Looks epic.
Done it.
Yeah, there's live footage as well.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Really cool video coming up on that really soon, but they're wearing their MTB kit from GMBN. So if you fancy getting some new riding kit, that is worth checking out over in our shop. And of course, helps us make videos. So we really, really appreciate it. Right, it is time for Hacks and Bodges.
Hacks and Bodges. Yeah. I think there's a thong for this.
A thong?
Yeah.
Well, we wear the thong, but we sing the song. Did you sing the song and not wear the thong?
That's where it went wrong.
Oh,
I didn't know the song at all.
No, the song.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Hacks and Bodges.
How it goes. That isn't how it goes. Ready? It's 3, 2, 1. These guys will do it. 3, 2, 1. Hacks and Bodges. Hacks and Bodges.
No, I didn't. Yeah, it's wrong song.
There you go.
Have I got the old version then?
I wonder how many people actually sung along with me then. Maybe 3 or 4. Did you have your thongs on? You should do.
Flip-flops, obviously.
Right, let's have a look at our Hack and Bodge. And I picked this one specifically this week because I love the simplicity of it. It shows how easy it is to win a GMBN race top if you get it right. This is from catchily named AJ375, and he sent in his little hack in his garage.
Oh, hold
the phone.
A
bike stand made of an inner tube.
He's gone for butyl
there. Picture that in your mind, Mike. A bike stand made of an inner tube. You can't do it, can you?
No,
but there it is.
That's brilliant.
Yes.
I like that a lot.
So simple.
Yeah,
so
bit of suspension, bit of give in the system as well.
And just imagine, right, he's like, oh, I need to work on the other side of the bike. Spin.
Oh, catch. Of course.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. I love the simple hacks and bodges. It's a bodge, for sure, but it's a hack of a bodge.
I see what you've done there. That's good.
You've won yourself a GMBN race stop. Congratulations. If you would like to try and win a race stop yourself, give us your hack or your bodge. The uploader is in the description down below. We welcome it and look forward to seeing what you've got trying to win next week.
Things we like this week. This is all on the socials of the media.
Yeah.
This is from Arid Cycles. This is really fun.
Kinematics!
Exactly.
Oh my God.
But also, how many links do you see? It's great. It's a real, it's a good head scratcher.
I did a few drawings looking at this and I was like, okay, I kind of get where it's, but I mean, it's what it shows is what tiny details can make such a big difference to the bike.
Yeah.
But I'm still sure that most people riding them wouldn't understand because I just don't. The wheel goes up and down, doesn't it?
Yes. I mean, effectively, yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
I really loved, Arid Cycles was great, but I really loved this video, Christian Regal with his carpal tunnel video. I really like this. It's a beautiful trail etched into a mountainside in a wood. It looks fantastic. He's doing great stuff with the bike. Really great video. If you can track it down, watch it in full. Love it.
So the video, great. Yeah. The riding, really good. Trail, thanks. He's got a BMX trail in the woods. Just no. Why should we nap? There's no roots. It's all real
You're
smooth.
You're kidding me.
Come at me in the comments.
What
Come
sort
on.
Of stuff do you like?
Really, you know, natural flowy trails.
That what
are
really like easy. This unicycle you showed me?
Yeah, like the unicycle.
You like that?
I don't like it, but I just think it's amazing that someone's had to use a cherry picker.
Guys, look at the difference in what we're watching on our socials. I'm watching Christian Arrigo and you're watching...
A unicycle.
Unicycles. 5-metre-high unicycles. Yeah. Sort yourself out, Owen.
Sorry.
Right, let's keep going with the show. Coming up this week on the channel, we've got some great stuff lined up. Of course, we've got that... epic from Rich and Blake. So we're going to see the roundup feature of how to take on the toughest stage race in the world. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. What are you looking forward to?
We've got 2024's most interesting product releases far.
Yes.
That's good. And the bike you need versus the bike you want.
Oh, God, that does a funny thing to my brain.
Yeah.
Which one is it I need? Which one do I want? Where are we starting with what I need or what I want?
Exactly. It's great.
It's a good video coming up. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Let's jump into the bike vault.
I'm excited by this. Always excited by the bike vault.
Great
bike sent in.
Of course, you can send these in to the uploader. And our first bike is from Sasha Scundilla. From, where is Sasha? She's on a Trek X8. Nice.
Yeah,
I
that
like
is
that
nice.
Angle. Like,
yeah,
like
good angle.
Put it on the floor. That works.
No, it does work. You've got kind of, we can see the trail. We can see what kind of terrain it is.
What are you going to give it, Owen? What are you going to give it?
Ooh, I'm going to give that super nice.
Super nice?
Yeah.
Has anyone noticed the stickers on the bell, by the way?
So
available in the store. Super nice.
Nice. I mean, sorry, super nice.
Super nice. Well done, Sasha. Next up, James is nuke proof. Makes me sad.
Yeah, it does.
Makes me sad. It's a super nice.
Yes, right away.
From now on, a nuke proof is super nice all the time. Okay, I'm just going to do it. It's like a Cannondale to me.
Yeah, okay.
Very cool bike. Next one, Yanis Banis.
Yanis Banis, yeah.
With a, what is this?
It is a Norco.
It's a Norco.
Yeah.
In Langdegla.
Oh, I haven't been to Langdegla for ages.
Bit of hardtail action, can't go wrong. Really? Oh my God, it's a lot of super nices already.
Oh, is there a capped? Is there a limit?
No, there isn't.
Oh, so
there
then
isn't.
We, yeah, I think that's really good.
Stevie G in next with his Mega and his Spaniel. Oh, look at that little Spaniel.
I mean, that's great because it's bonus
Bingley,
dog
that
content.
Is. That's Bingley, the little
Bingley.
Spaniel.
Oh.
Yeah. Super nice. Yeah.
What's well, a new dogs. Proof?
Yeah. It, guys, little tip. If you've got a dog, trail dog, put it in the photo of your bike. It's getting in.
Yeah.
It's getting in. Next up, we have Ida's Propane.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah.
This Tie-y.
Is nice. Yeah.
I've ridden one of those. It was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It How was... were the kinematics?
Kinematics are very good. I would say the steering nut, I'll explain that. Steering nut wasn't ideal, but the bike was fantastic.
That was more setup, I guess.
No, it was me.
Yeah.
The steering nut.
Oh, the steering nut.
It's like
literally.
It's a secret code in terms of World Cup chat.
Yeah.
When you've got fellow mechanics, you'd be like, oh, how are you going? You'd be like, oh, God, struggling with X or Y. And then, you know, the conversation might go, oh, how you bleed going on that new brake? Oh, no, that's fine. And then you'd be really polite because there'd be fans around. You say, yeah, steering that issue. And everyone'd be like, oh, yeah. Know what you mean?
I love that.
Yeah, it's great.
Detail.
Yeah, it wasn't. Oh, sorry, I've just seen that. That's in Freiburg. That's wonderful. Black Forest. Wonderful part of the world.
Yeah, love
Jumping
a bit.
Around.
Love a bit of gatto. Ruben P with his white G160.
A lot of travel on that bike.
Ooh, yeah, I mean, talking about long, low and slack.
Yeah.
Blimey, there we are. Super nice. Demonstrates our topic very nice.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Ghost Rider 19 has got a, what is that? It's a Trek Roscoe.
Yeah.
Trek Roscoe. Hardtail.
Nice. Oh, it's got Z1s on. Oh, we like that.
Oh, you're not going to ring the bell again, are you?
Well, I was going to, because he's also got a lake in the background, or a river,
Meet Ray now has got a Transition Sentinel.
Ooh.
This is rounded us out at the bike vault today, and I'm going to give that Transition a... Nice! Oh, I feel bad now. Super nice. There you go. thank you for sending those bikes in to the uploader. Please get involved if you've got a bike. If you haven't, why are you watching this show?
Well, for us. But get a bike.
Get a bike. Yeah. It's way, way better than us. Send it in to the uploader in the description down below, and you could be on starring in the show next week. Owen, that's all we've got time for.
Amazing.
I've got to go and measure the kinematics on my wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to be fabulous.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll get an angle set for you. Slacken the angles on the...
We'll try it out.
Yeah, we'll do it. It's good.
Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next week.